Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local residents scammed out of cryptocurrency. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette police detectives are investigating a scam involving cryptocurrency. On Monday at around 8 a.m., a 66-year-old man reported to the police department he had received an email from a company called Trust Wallet asking him to verify his account, according to Captain Algiers. When he clicked on the link, it prompted him to enter a 12-digit passcode. After entering the passcode, all of his cryptocurrency, $2,500 worth, was removed from the account. The 66-year-old Googled to find out more information and concluded it was a scam. A cybersecurity company called Vade reported last year that a wave of more than 50,000 phishing emails were sent from a malicious Zendesk account. In one campaign, the phisher impersonates Trust Wallet, luring users into divulging their account information on a Trust Wallet phishing page. It is unclear if this theft is related to last year's scam, but law enforcement will conduct an investigation into the incident. There are currently no suspects. Fatal crash west of Laramie. A Laramie Highway Patrol state trooper and a large tow truck were parked on Interstate 80 at milepost 288 with emergency lights activated, investigating a prior crash which involved a commercial vehicle on Saturday afternoon at around 2 o'clock, according to the Highway Department press release. A 2017 Ford Transit van was traveling westbound when the driver lost control and collided with the back of the large tow truck at the initial collision scene. The trooper was speaking with the tow truck driver at the time of the crash and sustained minor injuries. The driver of the Ford has been identified as 79-year-old Nantucket, Massachusetts resident Charles Sergliano. Sergliano was wearing a seatbelt but succumbed to his injuries sustained at the crash scene. This is the 16th fatality on Wyoming's roadways in 2023, compared to 4 in 2022, 14 in 2021, and 5 in 2020. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.